After Buzzers, we're back with The Walking Dead After Show. Tonight we're talking Negan's Escape, Hostage Whispers, and Luke and Alden Cornered. So don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're back!
We are. It's been a long, what, did you say 4 months?
It's roughly 4 months since we've had some Walking Dead in our life.
We're also missing a few tonight, but we'll have a full panel hopefully next week.
Yes.
Tim will be back and a new face, so that'll be nice. But yeah, so we have a lot to talk about tonight, lots of topics. We also have some pretty exciting news and gossip for you.
Oh, yeah.
And our best kill segment, as always. But before we get into that, I'm here with my lovely host, April.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just start out. What did you think of tonight's episode, being back? We kind of started right where we left off in the graveyard.
Yeah, I appreciated that because they mix it up so much, obviously, all the time. But I was slightly... I don't want to say confused, but I was like, okay, I kind of forgot because it was such a long break. I feel like it was longer than it typically is. I could be wrong on that, obviously.
It did feel longer.
But a few things I had kind of not forgotten, but I was like, oh, yeah, I have to remember how all of this happened. I didn't expect them to have Jesus still there, freshly dead. That never happens. I feel like it's always like... you know, a few hours later or whatever. But
yeah,
I liked it.
Exactly. Overall. No, I agree. And I feel like with his death, too, like, we for sure knew he had died, I thought, at the end of last episode. It was pretty apparent. But they made it seem like you're just realizing it now and it's just coming to fruition. But, like, he's been dead. Like, we've been sitting with that we were pretty sure. It was, there's no going back from
I mean,
that.
He had blood gushing out of his side tonight. So,
he was gone.
He's dead.
But yeah, I generally liked it too. I feel like it was a lot just dealing with him and, well, bringing him back, his body, and a lot of like this new whisper that we got that we'll get into.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just, I think next week's is going to be where we get to see a lot more of the whispers, so that'll be exciting. But this was a little bit of a filler in between, I think.
Yeah.
But
that's why it was strange because typically it's like the one where you come back, it's like an action-packed episode. Not that it wasn't, but they did... It did its purpose. It gave us a lot of good information, and we have the, like, full, like, the whispers are officially here.
Yeah,
they were obviously here at the end of last season, but, like, they're here.
Now. So, yeah, basically, it starts out, and we have Michonne, Daryl, and gang. They're literally dragging Jesus's body back, which I loved this part because Michonne makes a comment how Daryl's still out there searching for Rick, and she's just like, which is... makes it so much more real because you're carrying Jesus's body back, which makes a huge difference to be able to like say he's gone and we're going to be able to have like a burial for him, which they've never done with Rick yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that moment.
I do too. I feel like they have these sweet moments every now and then, but Daryl kind of has that with everyone. But I was still worried that the whisperers were going to be coming after them because we see when they like officially all get through the gate and kind of, like, sit there and look for a second and then keep going.
I thought they would.
Right. Well, then the Whisperer, you obviously see him open the gate. So I was like, oh, they're just going to continue going after them. But I guess they changed their mind.
They must have been like, no, they're onto us.
Let's
rebuttal.
Not worth it. But I was, like, just waiting for them to creep up behind them.
Yeah. And then this is where it kind of got confusing. So obviously there's multiple... these whispers like are in different groups at all times because on their way home, they're obviously, they know something's up. So they're keeping an eye out and they're on the bridge and they come up to a group of small walkers. And then Daryl, being the smart man he is, shoots him in the leg to, you know, pick him out. And
he's
then
like,
obviously,
ooh!
And then we find out who's real or who's dead and who isn't dead. But yeah, so it's just, we had three walkers or whispers with that group.
Yeah.
And they killed all of them except for one. And yeah, what did you think of this? Because Daryl, I feel like Michonne just wanted to kill her, and Daryl was like, no, let's take her prisoner, which was smart, and also...
Yeah. I thought... I kept going back and forth with this moment watching, because I thought Michonne wanted to take her back as well, somewhat.
To kill her, but get questions.
Exactly. Like, I was like, oh, okay, you clearly have to kidnap this girl, because you need information about these people that are attacking you, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I also know how dangerous it is to take a hostage back. And we, you know, she talks about her mom. She's just her mom. So all I keep thinking is like, oh my gosh, is the alpha her mom? Because we know the alpha is a female, obviously.
Don't mess with her daughter.
Exactly. But I'm like, it's just trouble taking back a hostage. But you need information. I'm not surprised, but I was like, ugh.
That's how I felt. Because I was like, now you're, if they weren't, obviously they were worried about looking for you, but if they weren't before looking specifically for where you guys are residing, they're going to be now, especially if that is Alpha's daughter, which I'm pretty sure we'll save it for predictions, but like.
Why didn't they take the wig? Like, they took the wig off of her, and I'm like,
did you see how obvious they made that scene? Like, you said, it's like, oh, you guys left the wig and the knife, so.
The thing is, if they would have taken it with them, it could have just been, oh, she got killed and is somewhere else, or who knows?
Or she escaped, but now you know she was taken.
Because why would they, or if she was killed, if she was, like, attacked by a walker or whatever, then... she's either still going to be sitting there or not far away. Or the wig and the knife are definitely not still going to be sitting there.
So stressful.
So I've never, like, known that a wig could cause so much drama. But I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, and they made like a clear point. Mistake. Yeah, and we're supposed to think that because the camera literally deadpans on it for 5 seconds. And you're like, oh, that's important.
You know, at the very beginning of the episode, it was different than it normally is. It was like this... voiceover by Michonne talking essentially giving
a recap. I felt like
I was
watching a Shonda show for a second. I was like, is this Grace?
She's like giving a recap, but not.
It was like a very sad, it was like monotone, and it was like, you know, it's been 6 years and people have moved on or life, you know, and I was just like, what is?
Well, the thing that gets me, and this, not to skip ahead whatsoever, but is when she said, she talks about the whispers, or not specifically, but then she even says that Negan escaped and we don't know how. I thought she was going to focus more on that, but Michonne being her true Michonne shell. Well, at this point in the episode, she doesn't know that. That was just a monologue before. But I was semi-surprised by her actions all tonight, but I think she's kind of maybe getting back to the original Michonne.
Yeah, I know. She's been... It's kind of making me angry what they've done with her character since Rick's death. Because I get being, like, super angry and stuff at first. But we're talking... It's been, what, 6 years now? And you seem just as angry as you would have been day one. And it's just... I'm not used to seeing... Like, Michonne's an angry character. She didn't talk for the first, like, season of her appearance on The Walking Dead. But, like, I don't know. She's just also such a leader. So it's been hard to see her, like, not taking that... stance.
Yeah. I think it's because they know as like showrunners that we would be appalled if they didn't have her have some insane reaction. Like, even though it's 6 years later, his, you know, Rick's legacy on the show is that huge to where like everybody's still like Daryl's still in the woods, whatever. Now he's out of the woods.
Yeah.
But I think that's why they did that. But I feel like maybe they're starting to very slowly creep back in. And obviously they're trying to give Daryl a role, but I liked what Daryl did with, I call her hostage girl because I don't even want to say her name.
Yeah.
I like what he did with her in the end where it's like, okay, I'll get information. Like, I'll see what I have to do. And even though Michonne is obviously saying to him, you know, if you don't get the answers, you know what you have to do. You have to kill her. I am apparently a savage because I'm like, okay, you do what you have to do to get the answers, and then you kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Because what has happened in the history of the show when they haven't killed the hostage?
I agree.
Very bad thing.
But now it might be good that they kept her alive because, which we'll get into it later, but they're about to have hostages of their own, maybe, that we're going to need back. But anyways, so basically they take her back and they lock her up with Henry. Little Henry's still down there in
Henry's
solitude.
Like kind of grown up a little bit.
He's still trying to find his place in this world, in this apocalyptic world, and, you know, it's fine.
I'm like, you just got there, Henry. Right. Relax. You'll find your place.
You have time, sir. But, yeah, so she's down there, and obviously interrogations with Michonne. It's like we don't have a good cop, bad cop, so maybe, like, throw Henry in there to be the good cop, but he's in prison duty, too, so it's, like, hard.
Well, do you think that when Daryl had the conversation with Henry, that's what he
intentional?
Was like, you should do this? Yeah.
I got that. That's the vibe I got. So, like, after Michonne leaves and, like, Daryl goes at it again, they were outside talking and having their moment. And then they panned Daryl outside listening. And to me, I got the sense that this was planned.
Yeah.
Like, you go in and be the good cop after I'm, like, this really mean guy to her. And then she's going to trust you and open up to you. But then again, Henry always goes off the beaten path and does his own thing. So But that's the vibe I got, that they were in on it.
I think they were, too, because I think at that point, that's why Daryl brought him out. Like, I was like, why did he randomly bring him
out? Let him out see of the... some vitamin D for that.
Right, like, wow, you're looking really pale. Yeah. Okay. But I think, especially, maybe he didn't originally have it planned, but just with him talking about what happened yeah. and whatever. And you got to think about it. It's not like they're going to show us, like, torturous scenes on the show. Yeah. I mean, they've done that before, and not to say they wouldn't.
No
but,
waterboarding like, on Walking yeah. Dead, yeah.
Daryl's not going to sit there and torture this little girl. He would probably sooner kill her than
Which
he would
do that. Which is also, I think, hard for him and was hard for him when they found her because she is a teenager. You yeah. know, she's younger.
Yeah. So it's not, you're not, it's like you don't want to just be a cold-blooded killer to this yeah. girl. But I do think, at first I didn't, but one, of course, once I saw him sitting outside, I was like, oh, he must have
And the way he was just it. Sitting there kind of like... You know, yeah. very Daryl-esque.
And Henry did seem kind of proud of himself, like when they had a shot of him where he was kind of like,
yeah. So maybe Hi, my name's Henry. I'm Lydia.
I guess yeah. Henry finally, maybe he's finding his place.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. So hopefully that is the case. Chat can let us know what they think, but I think it was intentional.
I think it was intentional too.
Yeah. Or at least he did it to help him out.
The Bobo Dot said, I think he meant Daryl. Were Daryl and Henry playing good cop, bad cop?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting the vibe. Yeah, okay, I'm glad we're...
Literally, they said the exact thing that you said. I love it.
Okay.
I for sure think so, but I don't think they're getting enough from her to... Like, you can't have weeks, and that's where you get into a problem. You can't have weeks and weeks of interrogations.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously lying. I don't know, maybe I've just because watched too much of the show.
Because if her mom is the
like,
alpha, you gotta shut your mouth.
Exactly.
She's been trained well.
But at this point, I'm almost like, and I guess it would be a bad thing, but I'm like, you gotta just kill her. She's, like, she's sitting there telling you you only have 10 people. You clearly killed more than 10 people, or it seemed like you did. You killed close
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, these people are too smart.
Yeah, it's not like they've just been doing that. But there's so many questions that I have about them as far as, like, if they are... You know, the conversation where she's talking to Daryl, where he's like, do you have walls? Where do you live? And she's like, walls?
People don't last in walls.
Exactly. And it just, but clearly they have some sort of organization. And according to, you know, other stuff that we know, they're a huge threat. So that's what kind of makes me, I don't know. I'm like, I can't believe that you're not doing more to get more out of her.
Right?
But
yeah.
I guess, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
And all she's told them so far is what? That we wear skin to survive, everyone is dead, and we don't have names.
Right.
So
they, but like,
brilliant.
How do you live like that? You literally just walk with the dead people all day long.
And obviously if you have a mother, you have like some kind of situation going on there where you're interacting with each other enough.
And she said that they take care of the walkers.
Yes.
She was like, they take care of us, so we take care of them.
Yes. Like, what? Were you feeding them?
That doesn't make any sense. But I do, in the earlier episodes, and, you know, I think they were still dressing them like like real walkers on the show so that we wouldn't know. But now I can totally
tell. You can totally tell.
Like, it's like, if you have huge sores in your neck and, like, two teeth, you're obviously a
yeah.
walker. But
you're
if you have a mask
skin and
on,
bone,
but,
yeah.
like, you have everything else, it's fine. You're
it's
a
lot
person.
More noticeable
You're a whisperer.
Now, for
yeah.
sure.
I think they were doing that on purpose, trying to trick us.
They were, and it worked.
But whatever.
Yes. Well, before we go on to our next topic, I think April has something for us.
I sure do. We just wanted to say thank y'all so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could definitely use your help. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, like us on Instagram, on Spotify. Every comment, every like really helps. Every rate, 5 stars, of course, always helps us. Give us the rating, especially on iTunes. Leave us comments. Being a part of AfterBuzz has been so much to me because I meet really cool people like Kristen. I get to talk
yes.
about my most favorite shows like The Walking Dead that I've loved for forever. Thank y'all so much for supporting all of us and doing what we love, and keep on watching.
Yes, and you guys are always so great in the chat, and we read the comments on YouTube and everything. So
yes.
we love
I
that
go
you
through
interact.
Every single
yes.
one.
So.
Every time. We love them.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and keep subscribing.
Y'all are
and liking.
Hating Michonne's wig, by the way.
Are they?
Woodblock 707 says, "Can anyone defend Michonne's wig?" And then Jay-Z Jazzy to you said, "That wig, SMH." But maybe you were talking about the blonde wig. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, the blonde wig was bad too, so
yeah.
that would make sense. Well, yeah. So, anyways, well, all of that's going on. Negan, of course. This was not very. This to me was supposed to be more climatic, and it
yeah.
was just
Okay, I have to say this, and I've been thinking about it since I watched the episode, and I'm like, ooh, should I say it? Should I not? Should I say it? Yes, say I'm going to say it. I think, and I know I'm going to get killed for this, I think that they are doing an amazing job at making us, like, for real like Negan.
I kind of have been liking him.
Not just as a character, not just, like, even, you know, when Negan was doing the worst of the worst, everyone still loved him. But mm-hmm. not in that way. Like, you love his character. You love loved, like, yeah. the stuff that it brought to the show, minus, like, the people
he's
that
he's an
killed,
incredible
obviously.
Character.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is, of course, an incredible actor. But I'm like, they are doing everything they can, and it is working!
Like, his moments with Judith.
Like, he's looking at the compass necklace that he stole from her, of course, and it says the JG. Like, they're doing absolutely mm-hmm. everything they can to make us love him, and I think it's working.
It is.
Actually really, like, love him.
Like, it's moments like that I almost forget that he bashed Glenn's head in with Lucille, but then right. it all comes back.
Exactly. And then I started thinking to myself, because I keep reminding myself, I'm like, no, remember what he did to Glenn? Remember what he did to Abraham? Remember what he did to Rick? And then I'm like, they killed his people too. I'm like, what are you thinking? Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they're really trying, especially, well, he like ends up coming back, but before he does that, he like goes through Judith's room, takes her compass, and obviously as he's crawling under the fence, who finds him? Judith. If you come back, I'll shoot you. And I love, there's like a parallel here where Judith was, she said, why are you leaving? There's nothing outside the walls for any of us. Meanwhile, Lydia, our hostage, was like, the walls don't keep you safe. No one lasts long in walls. And I was like, oh, something is coming.
Exactly.
But yeah, and then you think Judith is going to, you know she's going to let him leave. Yeah. But she gives him a second. It's almost like she knew he was going to come back. She was like, test my theory and come back.
She's smart. I mean, she may be like, what? Seven, eight, whatever. Yeah. But she's smart.
She is. But I thought for sure he was going to go rain terror on everyone. But no, he just crawls over the wall.
I mean, gets
a new leather jacket, a stand-in Lucille.
When he put on the leather jacket, that's for a second I was like, uh-oh, he got a leather jacket. But no, I mean, how many times did we talk about, is he actually changed? Is he actually whatever?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Woodblock 707 says, you notice how skinny Negan is. Negan looks like a walker.
He does. They haven't been giving him a lot of rations down there.
I mean, he's been eating the bare minimum. But we've been talking about for so long, is he reformed? I'm not going to go so far to say yes, because obviously he's been in a quote unquote tortured situation, whatever. But I think that realizing that all of these people that he had brought together, like, they are literally all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough for someone to be, like, brought down like that. I think that brought him down more than even being held in captivity for 6 years. It's like seeing that and thinking that you're all powerful and whatever, and to realize that there's nothing left of it. I think that's what was like, okay, dang, I'm, you know.
I also think Negan's such a smart guy that if he was ever going to make a move again or do anything like that, it would have to be at the right time, and he knows right. You know what I mean? And also, I think he's missing his power source. Without Lucille, I think Negan is half of who he is.
Well, Kevin Murphy in chat says she is his new Lucille, meaning Judith. I kind of think so, too.
He loves her.
He definitely, like, gets... I mean, but we've always known that Negan has had
a
special connection
for kids. Exactly. For Rick's kids.
not in a creepy way. But it's like, that's what I think makes him more lovable, because it's like, obviously we're going to love Rick's kids more than anyone. And to see him kind of be that way, and to see her essentially be the inspiration for him coming back.
Yeah, and also kids are really good judges of character, and Carl was always like, let's make this work with him, let's do this, and Judith gives him the benefit of the doubt more times than she should, you know, lets him go, come back, we'll see you, I'll shoot you, but come back. So we'll see, but it was just very anticlimactic. He just goes, eats some food, gets chased by dogs, goes back to the sanctuary, and this is, I think, when it, you know, no one's there.
Yeah.
Like she said.
Well, when Judith said, this is at the point where he's coming back, and she's like, mm-hmm. everyone, you know how many people are out looking for you? And I'm like, wouldn't the first place they would go?
Is the sanctuary.
The sanctuary? Like, of course someone's gonna go to the only place that they know.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, obviously they've kind of cleaned mm-hmm. out this area. And him walking out of the cell and eating a tomato or whatever it is that he ate.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to see all of that and to see all of this growing yeah. and then to go to nothing. But I did really love the part where he said to her, he's like, your mom and dad put me in there, you know, to teach a lesson, to see, to show that, like, we don't need to do this and all this can grow mm-hmm. and all of these people can do all of these things. He's like, and everyone has, clearly, like, this place is thriving. He's like, but not me.
I'm in a cell.
And, I mean, it even kind of got me for a second. I was like, you're yeah. right. Like, how long does someone deserve to be punished? But then I'm like,
for murdering other people. I don't know.
I think like life, but I don't know.
But no, it's, and it also shows, because when he gets, I think that's his like turning point, that Negan needs to be followed. He's a leader that needs to, he's like a dictator.
Yeah.
So when he gets back, especially like, I love how he found Big Richie and he was like, last man stand, true to the end.
Right. This loyalty man. I'm like, true.
But yeah, he's just, that's who he needs. Even if he's the worst leader or, you know, in some opinions, the best, it's just, he needs a group and he doesn't have that anymore. Yeah. So he's like, what do I do by myself?
Well, you got to start from somewhere. Yeah. Maybe he thinks he can go back to Alexandria and like, get
Rick's
some
gone.
Followers.
Yeah.
Rick's gone. Michonne's still a little crazy.
Judith likes him.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
That's for sure.
So his escape was very short lived.
His escape was short lived.
Less than one episode.
Judith did shoot at him, which I was proud that she did.
Oh, that was great.
But I was like, where do you, you know, the exact question that she asked him, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? Like, are you going to walk back in and be like, okay, well, I'll just go back to my 10 by 10 cell. Like,
does he have something up his sleeve? Is he going to ask if he can live amongst them?
That's what I almost feel like he will. Not to, I don't mean this in a prediction anyway, but I feel like he will in the sense of...
upgrade myself.
Like, look, I left, I escaped, and I came back because I knew what I should do, and I knew that that was the right thing, and I want to be a part of this community. You know, at some point in this situation, people do kind of, now Michonne is obviously never going to forget, but Michonne's not there right now. Michonne is at the Hilltop. I mean, she's obviously going to be on her way back soon, but
she's in for a treat when she...
Right. But it's like, how do people, eventually people stop remembering...
I mean, it's been, six, 7 years? Yeah.
Yeah, so... They, you know, Maggie's not there. The people aren't there in Alexandria to remind them. Rosita's not there. All of the people that would be, like, appalled. Oh, no, Rosita's there. Never mind.
Yes.
But everyone else, they're not there anymore. So, I don't know. I almost think that, obviously, he's a charmer and he knows how to talk to people. So, I almost think that he could potentially
kind of talk people into letting him out of the realm of possibility with him.
Live amongst them. I mean, other people have done just as, well,
like,
not
move
just
his
as bad,
cell
but...
outside to give him some vitamin D, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we'll he needs something. Although he is very tan.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And he's not normally that tan.
Might have just got back from the Bahamas. Exactly. Or something. But yeah, so also, besides the third storyline that we had going on was the group that was out looking for Michonne and them, because obviously they don't know that Michonne at this point and all of them are back.
Right.
Because they had left prior. But during all of this, we have, who did we have out there? It was Luke and Alden.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, also Luke and the group are staying now, we found out, which...
That's
interesting,
good.
Yes. I think it'll be good.
What did you... Okay, so they, essentially, they get caught because the Whisperers, and possibly who I think is the Alpha at the very end, are leading them in a way with these arrows.
Yeah.
But Luke is saying
that
it's...
What was the girl's name?
Musical instruments?
Yeah, no, he said that it's a trail of arrows that Luke identifies as belonging to Yumiko.
Oh, yeah, it's one of their people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he thought that she was leading them into the, like, they were following her, and Luke was, on the other hand, was like, okay, I'll see you when, you know, whatever. But technically they were just, so I'm assuming the Whisperers have her, or they, like, set it up so they kept following it. But also, you could have quartered them anywhere. It was two against, like, what, 20 of you, it looked like?
Yeah. That's what I'm like, what's the point? I guess maybe, you know, fighting them in your own turf.
Like, getting them off the main road, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like they're the two toughest dudes in the world. I mean, maybe Alden a little bit. But I don't know.
So,
two interesting people to get caught, but I think it's also a good way for us to get to know them more.
It is.
Think about who we were asking about at the end of the last episode. We were like, oh, so is Enid with this Alden dude? Like, what's going on? He seems way older. Oh, but maybe he's not. Blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, Luke is one of the new characters that we know is going to be a big part of the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, what idiots, man.
Yeah.
I mean, even, what's this, Eugene got saved.
Yeah, the only reason I think they're going to be safe is because I'm sure they would have wanted to trap them and, you know, either way. But I'm pretty sure that they know at this point that Lydia's been taken.
Yeah.
And then I mean, it's also, if we're following the comics, from what I've heard, the Alpha is her mom. So that also would be. Dun, dun. Yeah. Which it also makes, that's what they're setting it up to be. She, like, mentioned her mom, like, 56 times. And, yeah. You know.
I mean, I was guessing that, but I didn't know that.
I also love that this, we don't know I'm assuming that's going to be the case, as I'm sure the chat would agree.
Yeah.
But, I love that she's a woman, too.
Me too.
Yeah, and then she just, the trail ends here, boys, or whatever she says. I was like, it's yes,
I like it. Speaking of other people getting caught, like I mentioned Eugene a second ago, what did you think about that possible love confession?
Yeah, we have to talk about that. So, just the timing of it, how he was like, yeah, starts the professor love. She goes out, literally makes her vomit. And as soon as she does it, I'm like, oh, she's pregnant. But you don't know whose. It's Sadiq's.
What in the world?
Like, when were they? She has been busy because she's also been with Abraham. Like,
she said before Gabriel. She's like, remember when we were having fun before Gabriel?
So it went Sadiq, Gabriel, and then Eugene's just been vying for it the whole time. And Eugene heard it all, so he's gonna.
He looks like he was about to go ballistic right there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I feel like they did that. I think that was totally unplanned. I don't think that was. Oh, obviously, the pregnancy was on time.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, I feel like 6 months ago or whenever this was being written or filmed, I don't think Sadiq and Rosita were going to be a thing. I think because people were outraged that Gabriel and Rosita were a thing.
they were like, switch it up.
They're like, okay, let us figure this out. Let us get ourselves out of this hole we just
dug. I'm not going to lie. I like her better with Sadiq.
For sure. Honestly, I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah. Because I did not want to see her Gabriel,
baby. No.
No. But it was random. And the Eugene confessing his love, you know, he just thought he was going to die. Eugene is very emotional. He's very dramatic. So that's kind of, he probably feels like he loves everyone at this point.
Yeah, he was like, it's sad that Jesus is gone, but I just thought, what if it was me and I couldn't get back to you, or it was you? And I was like, dude.
I know. Rosita just has all the boys.
Yeah.
And only one she ever really wanted was Abraham.
I know.
And he didn't want her. Because he had Sasha. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought it was super random, but interesting.
No, we had to address that because, yeah, she's pregnant. I mean, I guess it helps to be pregnant with the doctor's baby. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that helps you out.
And he doesn't seem upset about it.
No, he's excited, I think. He's like, yes.
Everybody's excited. Not too many people. I was kind of surprised that we didn't see more reactions in the opposite way because of all the Jesus stuff.
Yes. But
I mean, it is like Daryl and Michonne were talking about at the end, like how you said, they get to bury him. I think this is going to be big.
Yeah.
But Aaron, of course, was like, you know, now I see. Now I understand why you have been saying that all the groups need to stay apart.
Yeah.
And I think that's very poignant because of in Michonne's voiceover at the beginning, that's when she said, you know, all of our groups have been scattered, but now we need to come together to fight this one common huge enemy.
Which is
huge
true. We haven't seen from Carol and the kingdom in a minute. Like, what have they been up to?
Yeah.
Miss them.
But Aaron's, he's the one that was like, oh, we need to unite everyone, along with Jesus, of course. And now he's like, no, I see why not. Because when you go out and you do these things,
people
get killed.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll all sweet. Now Tara's going to be kind of put in that position.
Yeah.
She's the one they're looking at. So that should be interesting. There's like a lot of changes going on. So these next couple episodes should be good.
They're going to be good. I like the thought of Daryl being in more of a leadership position. Daryl's been my number one for forever. But I like that Michonne, typically anytime someone even brings it up, he's like, nah. But Michonne, the way she said it to him, she's like, they need you. Like, she's smart, but, you know, she shouldn't have to do all this by herself.
Yeah.
And Daryl's like that, like, if you think of anyone who's going to make you feel truly safe, it's Daryl. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Daryl can kill anyone, do anything.
I'd follow him on the back of that bike anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I would too, baby. I would too.
Yes. Well, yeah, is there anything else we should mention before we go on to our special segment?
I think that's it, okay. But I can't wait for our best kill.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah.
Let's go into our best kill.
Yes.
There it is.
Okay, best kill is our, obviously, best kill, human or zombie, mm-hmm. of the episode. Mine was probably Negan, the very first walker that he killed, yeah. Where I was like, oh my gosh, Negan's been in prison for 6 years.
Does he know how?
Yeah, he's lost all of his strength, and he, like, hits it, and just, like, the skin of the face comes off.
Yeah, that was gross.
And then he, obviously, hits him on the head and kills him.
That was a good one. I liked that one, and I also, when they were on the bridge, and they were trying to figure out who the real walkers were and who the living were,
and
after they figured it out, Michonne just came up, and the one wielding the knife came at her, and she just took off his arm.
Yeah.
There we go. So that was probably mine. And then you guys make sure to leave yours in the comments because we read them and we enjoy them.
Yes.
So yes. But yeah, so we also have a lot of news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, I have a little piece of news and gossip that we found. If y'all are keeping up with your favorite Walking Dead characters, you also know that last night was the premiere of Ride with Norman Reedus on AMC as well. And we have a special clip to show y'all that is going to warm your hearts. This is from last night's premiere right here. So we have Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yo, what's up? Look who they saw!
So they drove. They went to London and had Andrew Lincoln on the show with them. Of course, it's like the best little connection ever. This is Andrew Lincoln's father-in-law.
Look at him!
This is a crumpet, boys.
I don't think I've ever
had eating crumpets.
Well, look, hold on. Do the one with the dog.
Gooey stuff?
Yeah, the gooey stuff.
I die. Just listening to his voice makes my heart hurt. I'm not even kidding.
I know. It's like Love Actually.
Yes. So they had him on the episode, and they had him riding the motorcycle, and Norman Reedus said it was a big joke because he was in second gear the whole time, which is not good.
Cheers.
I know. But I just want to show y'all a little snippet of that.
Go watch this.
Yes, you have to watch it. It's amazing. Norman Reedus said this is the third season, and he said that he feels like it's their best season yet. There are also some of our other favorite characters are going to appear on this season, including Glenn, a.k.a. Stephen Young, and also Carol.
Yes.
Like basically, everybody's
all of the cast
going to be on the show. So you should totally watch it. He says it's amazing. And, I mean, we get to see...
I love that
Norman
this is
Reedus
a show.
Week.
Just Glenn, or Glenn, just Norman Reedus on his bike.
I know, just literally, he rides his motorcycle everywhere. It's the best. So y'all
Thank
definitely have to check
AMC
it out.
Thank you, AMC, for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay, my news is Michonne, this hasn't been confirmed yet, but The Hollywood Reporter is saying it's pretty much, it's happening, that season 10 is going to be her last season.
Which is... insane.
Yeah. But also, if you think about it, she's in the Black Panther, so she had the spinoff into the Marvels. So she's doing a lot of, like, big movie stuff, so I could see that.
Yeah.
But it's also, that's tough for the show because you've lost, not that The Walking Dead needs all of these main characters mm-hmm. from the start because it's constantly evolving and it's an apocalypse, so people are dying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we, like, lost Maggie.
We have
TBD.
Technically, she's coming
back.
Yeah,
we've lost Rick, like Carl. Yeah. Now Michonne. That's who's left. Carol and Daryl.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think if that's gonna happen, then it's like they have to bring some people back together. Like
so,
they can't keep Carol at Kingdom, Daryl at Alexandria, Michonne here. Like they have to be able to
maybe
bring
that's
stuff
what
back
we're
together.
Like working towards. We'll save it for predictions. But basically, what The Hollywood Reporter is saying is that. So we know there's going to be a season 10. Well, it's so far they want a season 10, and she's been slated for a couple episodes, but not for the whole season. So because she has a contract, but it wasn't for the whole thing. So I guess we'll see.
I mean, no one. If you think about it, this is just me like thinking, dear God, that would never happen. Technically, no one is on every episode.
Yeah,
but, so maybe that's it.
And also, but they're saying they don't think they're going to kill her off, and it's going to be because they're suggesting she might be showing up in the Rick movies that are coming.
Maybe she goes to look for Rick or something like that.
So
I don't know, but that literally blew my mind when you said that.
Yeah,
So we'll see.
And then next week, this is just a little more news. Next week is a very, like, Whisperer-centric episode, the Omega episode. And we find out that Samantha Morton is playing Alpha, who's the leader, who we met behind the mask this week. But we get a lot from her next week, which will be exciting.
I can't wait.
Yes. So, yeah, with that said, let's go into predictions.
And
gosh. Now, you're after Buzz TV.
It's... predictions. There's so much.
I know. I mean... yeah, I feel like, as I'm pretty sure we know, that Alpha is Lydia's mom.
Yeah.
And I think she took in the boys to get her daughter back, and there's going to be some kind of meeting that is set up because we need to, you know, give back the hostages. But now we know that they're a threat and they're out there, and that's going to hopefully bring the groups together, you'd think. Yeah. You're better, like, in... it seems like there's a few of the Whisperers, maybe, like, get your whole crew together.
Excited
in numbers. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes, but you're not safe behind the walls forever. This might be it again.
It's like, we just got over that. Oh, yeah. My God. I think that... I actually think Negan is going to become part of the group.
Ooh.
And I do see him in some sort of, like, leadership role in some way. Ooh, I don't know how he would get that, but I think if he proves that he... changed, then he will. But I also think that he, at some point before this show ends, is gonna be Negan again. Ooh, like, I think there's no doubt in my mind. Like, eventually he's gonna find Lucille again, and he is...
it's just gonna be one of those moments, like, he's found her and just completely changes. 180.
Exactly. If Michonne is leaving, by the way, hilarious, in the chat, Woodblock 707 says, no, not Michonne. AMC, I'm sorry for the bad wig jokes. That's hilarious.
Take it back.
If she does leave, I can't imagine her leaving in the sense of, well, quote unquote, leaving in the sense of going to find Rick. Like,
I'd rather
but then
them,
it's like, how would she leave Judith? How would she, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Are you taking your son and Judith?
And I was reading in the comics,
people were upset because she's a huge central storyline to getting them to meet the community with, like, the helicopters and that, because apparently in the comics, her long-lost daughter has been living amongst them. We're like,
not
so, yeah. So it's just, yeah.
Well,
so obviously that takes
that
it around.
Show,
yeah. So they're just saying she was, like, a big reason, but, you know, Jesus was also a big part of it, and he's no longer with us. So AMC showed us before that they can get rid of characters that were central in the comics.
Yeah.
And then change it up in the series. So.
Exactly. I hope that the Whisperers thing, I don't know. It's like, I'm not quite ready for another huge battle, but I guess that's what the show is about. So.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
It will, and it will go on. But yeah, so that's all we have for you guys today.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with a new episode recap. For now, I'm Krista, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Thank you guys for watching.
See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.